He's already won a couple of Grammys in the rhythm and blues category, and a few months ago he earned an Oscar for his film score in Round Midnight. Here with a report is Bobby Colombi.
As a piano virtuoso, he set trends with his innovative approach to jazz, rhythm and blues, and dance music. He's won several Grammys, an Oscar, is an accomplished actor, and now he's hosting a television show. We asked Herbie Hancock why he's constantly seeking new avenues of creative expression. His answer was a simple one.
I feel bored and uncomfortable if I'm doing the same thing all the time. I just can't stand it. You know, that's a personal thing with me. I just get bored. I'd rather try something new and fail than to do something that I already did. Because if I already did it, it's done. So why do it again? You know, I mean, if I'm going to be a creative person, then it's my obligation to use that creativity.
One of your first albums utilizing the electronics and dance music was Headhunters. That sold about 400,000 albums. Jazz, R&B, instrumental music had never sold to that extent. What did that tell you?
I was pleased that the record set a mark, you know. And I said, well, wait a minute, what about Take Five by Dave Brubeck? They said, not that many records. I said, what about? And that was the first. And then the next thing that happened, actually, I was told that was really the first jazz record that sold that many copies, instrumental or otherwise.
There is a strange irony that you got your Grammy Awards for R&B instrumental music, and you got an Academy Award for the best film score for Round Midnight, a jazz soundtrack.
I never got a Grammy until Rocket. And then the next year, I got a Grammy for Sound System, which was in that same direction, both for R&B performance. It works that way sometimes.
You made a very graceful transition from a jazz musician to a video star with Rocket.
One thing I was sure of, that I wasn't complacent about it. You know, I was definitely moved. I was bothered by it even. But it's supposed to bother you. The body parts dancing around. They're robots, yes, but they're shaped like body parts. It's supposed to be disturbing. And it was disturbing, but I just wasn't used to that kind of reaction. And other people saw it, and they were flipping over it. And I was probably the last person to really like my own video.
In order to sell music, you have to market it. Now, how does a record company market Herbie Hancock when he wears so many different hats?
Sometimes they're members of the record company that they feel it takes a while for them to get into my product. And as soon as they finally get into it, and they finally really like it, then I come up with something that's different. And they have to learn all over again to like something new.
How does it feel to win an Academy Award?
Bette Midler called my name, and I got up to receive that bad boy. So I was stunned. I was really shocked, and I was nervous, and my voice was trembling. But luckily, I'd written a speech, and once I got into the speech, it was okay.
So next on the agenda is Showtime's Coast to Coast. How did you get involved with hosting a television show?
Ken Early calls me up. He said, I saw your speech on the Oscars, and it moved me to tears. He said, that kind of naturalness is what I really want on the show. I said, I hope I can deliver it.
You want to get 100 years of New Orleans musical history in one fell swoop? Forget about Mardi Gras. Come down here for the annual Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Now it's happened. We shot the first, we shot the special. Hopefully, they'll pick it up. That'll be very nice.
How do you mentally adjust to wearing so many different hats?
I've been practicing Buddhism now for about 15 years. And I have a tool that I can use to help to bring out the best that I can be.